I kind of think of it as the look of like a melted ice cream cone. Oh, but it's hard for me to track my food. Are you a man or what? I just want to not be known as that person that's at the pool with my shirt on anymore. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest forms so you can get the results that you want and the results you deserve. Hey, this is Nick. I'm back with another solo session trying to get real tactical with you. I get the question all the time now. Maybe it's because I recently turned 36 and I'm a dad of two, so now people see me in that dad phase, but so many people ask me about how to get rid of their dad bod. People message me on the internet about it. People in the gym ask me about it, and it's definitely something that people want to get rid of. If you've never heard the term dad bod before, let's describe it real quick. I think we all kind of know what it looks like, but when I think dad bod, here's what I imagine. Dad bod's that look when your body fat's starting to rise, but you're not insane yet. Like, if you're not super overweight, but it's the stomach that kind of pushes your shirt out, but your arms and legs look relatively skinny. I kind of think of it as the look of like a melted ice cream cone or the look of a troll. And that's not crapping on people that have a dad bod. If you love your dad bod, I mean, there was a poll went out, I don't know, probably 5 years ago where they polled all these women on whether they would rather have a guy with a ripped six pack or a guy with a dad bod. And they said dad bod. So maybe you just need to love yourself and they'll love you too. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about if you do want to get rid of it, this is going to be how you're going to do it. So let's first talk about why the dad bod happens, because I think there's a lot of information out there or assumptions about why we gain weight as we age that just simply aren't true. So the biggest misnomer is about age and metabolic rate. And I'm going to define some of these things in case you're new to the podcast, in case you're new to talking about fitness. When I say your metabolic rate, that just means how many calories, how much energy you burn every single day when you're moving around and when you're working out. And the argument is, for most people, they say, my metabolism just drops as I age. And I was working in this office and I must have been 25 or something then. And it was in my peak kind of physique bodybuilding days. And my coworkers were older than me by a good 10, 15, 20 years. And they always used to make fun of me and they'd say, oh yeah, you look like that now, but you just wait until you're 30. You just wait until you're 35. You just wait until you're 40. You know what? I hit 30. I didn't notice a change. I've now hit 35. I don't notice a change. Unless there is something drastic coming for me in the next 4 years when I get 40, I still don't believe this. And I used to argue with them. They weren't going to listen, but I used to tell them the information that I'm going to tell you right now. Here's the thing. They've done a lot of research on this, and it's very clear. Your metabolism, how much energy you burn every single day of your life, is mostly dictated by how much muscle mass you have on your body. To be exact, the studies show that 63% of variance in metabolic rate between people is explained by fat-free muscle mass. A bunch of fancy words to say that if you have more muscle mass on your body, you get to eat more food before you put on fat. And only 3% of variance in metabolic rate between people is explained by age. I ran the kind of like experimental numbers on this. And that means that if I aged 10 years and nothing else changed, I couldn't have that extra banana. It's 100 calorie difference. So it's nothing close to what people say. It's not like you just turn 30 and then your body slows down. It's not like you turn 35 or 40 or 50 and your body slows down. What happens is we lose muscle mass over time. So if you think back to when you're in high school, college, whenever you were at your most active, you probably moved around a lot more than you do today, especially if you're somebody that has that dad bod. When I was in high school, I was playing, I moved around way more than I do. And I'm in good shape today, but I moved around way more. I was playing 3 sports and I was walking all over the school. Even in college, you know, you don't have a car to drive yourself around everywhere. You're walking constantly. And then what happens is after we get out of college, we get a job, and most of us are going to get a desk job nowadays, and we just move less. We stop playing sports. We definitely don't go to the gym as much unless it's a habit for you. And so what happens is you move less, and as we move less, we start to lose more muscle mass. At the same time, most of us pick up bigger eating habits, whether that's going out to lunch with coworkers, whether we start drinking, which has just a ton of calories in it. And there's no judgment on any of this stuff. This is just what happens to people. So it's not that your metabolism slowed down, or actually it is that your metabolism slowed down, but it's not just because you aged. It's because your habits changed as you aged. I got older, I started moving less, and that means I'm burning less calories every day. I lost muscle mass, and that means I'm burning less calories every day. And I started eating more. And so it's not just a little bit of a shift, it's a lot of a shift. And that's why your body suddenly drastically changes over the course of 10 years between when you're 22 and when you're 32, at least for most people. Now, over time, that loss of muscle mass that the entire body experiences is what leaves those skinny arm and leg look, while most of the fat that we put on goes around our midsection. Guys in particular, compared to women, do not put fat on their arms nearly as much as women do. We get women coming in the gym all the time, and their biggest concern is they hold up their arm, they wiggle their tricep fat, and they say, "How do I get rid of my bingo wings?" I've never had a guy say that to me. And even when we help the men in our gym lose weight, usually the first place that shreds down is their arms. And sometimes there's people that walk around and their arms look pretty impressive, and they still have what they like to refer to as that spare tire on the front. So what can we do to reverse this? That's what we really want to know, is how do I get rid of my dad bod? Is the damage already done? Am I screwed? I just want to not be known as that person that's at the pool with my shirt on anymore. Well, you can do cardio, you can diet, but that's just going to help you lose fat, and that's not going to help you increase muscle. And you probably need both if you have that dad bod look. If the dad bod means that you have excess fat around your midsection and skinny arms and legs, then the reverse or the opposite of that would be losing fat around the midsection and putting some muscle mass on your arms and legs. So you're going to have to strength train. Here's my recommendation. Here's your recipe for getting rid of dad bod. Start strength training. If you've never done it, you need to start. Like, I don't care if you're scared to do it, just start doing it. If you want to get rid of the dad bod, you will strength train. If you don't want to strength train, then you don't care if you have a dad bod. That's as simple as it is. 3 times a week. You don't need to do more than that. You're going to do your biggest lifts. You're going to do bench press. You're going to do rows. You're going to do pull-ups. You're going to do squats, deadlifts, lunges, only the basics, because you're a dad. You're busy. You're time constrained. You don't have unlimited energy. You need to get in there, do the basics, hit them hard, and get out. And you got to get some sleep. Here's the joke that I had with a trainer I used to work with about how you improve your testosterone. 1 second, my dog's barking. Grizz, hey, chill out, buddy. Hey, cut it out, or you're going outside. Man, that's okay. So here's your recipe for high testosterone. Lift heavy-ass weights. Lifting heavy weights stimulates testosterone production in your body. Eat bacon. This sounds crazy, but eat bacon. Not bacon specifically, but you actually need a certain amount of saturated fat intake in your body because it's the precursor for sex hormone production. And get some sleep. 8 hours of sleep, 7 hours of sleep. Just get some restful sleep. So if you're blaming low testosterone on the reason for your dad bod, there's your recipe right there. Do I lift weights? Nope. Do I eat bacon? Probably. Am I getting enough sleep? No. So if you're not lifting weights and you're getting 5 hours of sleep a night, you're not trying to get rid of that dad bod. So here's your recipe. 3 times per week of strength training. Big compound lifts, bench press, pull-ups, rows, all those things that I mentioned earlier. Get in the habit. If you don't know how to train, find a trainer. Find a friend. Get a gym partner. Find another dad bod to go to the gym with. Watch our content. Go to our website. Download some programs that we have in our online app. Do anything to figure it out so that you have a plan so you start doing it. Then let's address the fat loss portion. The strength training is going to take care of your muscle mass. Give yourself 6 months to a year on that, and you're going to develop more muscle mass, especially if you focus on those arms, you focus on those legs. They're going to change pretty fast for you, especially if you haven't done it before. Newbie gains are a real thing, and you can look drastically different in 3 months if you hit it hard, but you definitely can look completely different and permanently if you hit it hard for 6 months or a year. But let's address that spare tire that's on the front for most of us who have a dad bod. You have to lose some fat. And you don't want to just go into the gym and try to lose weight. Here's what we see happens. Everybody who comes in the gym and says, "I'm just going to start working out and that's going to make me lose weight because I'm increasing my energy expenditure," That happens for a little bit. Maybe they lose 5 pounds, maybe lose 10 pounds, maybe they lose for 2 or 3 weeks and they're really happy with it. But then without them knowing, their body wants to recover those muscles and it drives their hunger through the roof. And then they start to eat more food and then they negate that fat loss, or maybe they reverse it all the way to their starting point again. They get frustrated and they quit. So we are big fans of treating strength training and weight loss as two separate things. So you got your strength training, you're training 3 times a week with a plan. Awesome. Now let's address getting rid of the body fat that's around the midsection here. Number one piece of advice. If you are trying to eat healthy without knowing your energy intake, you are wasting your time. And it's the most common nutritional mistake that I see is there are people that say, I'm going to start eating right because I want to lose weight. And then they buy a bunch of, in quotes, healthy food, whatever they think is healthy, and they don't pay attention to their quantities at all, and then they wonder why they're not losing weight. They're like, oh man, I'm eating all these leafy greens and all this crap that I don't really like, but I'm not losing any weight. Because you're not paying attention to how much energy is in that food, and that's the equation you really need to know. So what you're going to do is you're going to download an app, MyFitnessPal, Lose It app, and you're going to track your food. And that's going to tell you how many calories you're eating on a daily basis. Now, what we see is most people who start tracking their food immediately start losing weight just because of the awareness. They down that chicken, bacon, avocado club that they kind of categorized as their healthy option, and they realize that it had more calories than the damn burger. And then they go, oh, I guess I won't order that. Oh, I didn't realize that my Starbucks drink had 700 calories in it every morning. There are people that come back to us and report that when you could have black coffee for 50 calories. So the awareness is going to be huge. But then I don't want you guys just to be aware of it. I want you guys to actually have some targets to hit. Now, here's the thing. We talked about how muscle mass is the biggest driver of metabolic rate. Some of the other biggest drivers is just your general size. So what we see when we assign calories to people for weight loss is that most people, unless they have significant differences in muscle mass, are going to get the same calories if they're relatively the same height. So that means every female that we see that is 5'6" is within a couple hundred calories of each other as far as what their necessary deficit is to lose weight. Same thing with guys. Everybody who's close to 6 foot pretty much has the same metabolic rate unless one of them has a significantly higher muscle mass than the other. So here's your targets. I'm only going to give you guys 3 and you can read between the lines on this. If you are a 5'8" male, in order to be in a deficit, and the way we calculated this was 5'8" male, that's a normal-ish body fat percentage, you know, not super shredded, but maybe not overweight, and you are training 3 times a week, doing the strength training that I told you to do, you are going to eat approximately 1,700 to 1,800 calories every single day. That's going to be a good enough deficit for you to start losing weight and probably lose it decently fast because you were probably eating way more than that. Men compared to women, when we do this, lose weight so much faster. Part of that's just a margin thing. But 1,700 to 1,800 calories for men that are 5'8", and I want you guys to try to hit 170 grams of protein. We focus on protein for 2 reasons. One, it recovers your muscles from the strength training so that you don't hate your life and you're not sore all the time. 2, if your body doesn't have enough protein to recover from your strength training, it's going to drive your hunger through the roof to send you in search of more protein so it can recover itself. So if you just give it what it needs, your hunger will decrease significantly and you can stick to this. So I'm going to repeat this. 5'8" male, 1,700 to 1,800 calories, that's your deficit, 170 grams of protein. If you are a 6 foot tall male, you're going to eat somewhere in the 2,000 to 2,100 calorie range. That's going to be your deficit to lose weight. And I want you to eat 185 grams of protein because you're just a little bit bigger than the 5'8 guy. Sorry, 5'8 guy. If you're 6'3", you're going to get somewhere in the range of 2,200 to 2,300 calories is going to be your deficit. And I want you to eat 200 grams of protein. If you actually sat down and wrote down what I'm saying, not only will you get insane results, but you're also going to change the way you eat naturally. And this is the way we run our body composition program. This is what I want you to do. You start tracking your food. You set your calories for the totals I just said. If you're 5'8", 1,700 to 1,800 calories. If you're 6 foot tall, 2,000 to 2,100. If you're 6'3", 2,200 to 2,300. If you set your calories for that, and you can change it later, it's just a starting point. And then you try to hit those protein targets, 5'8", 170 grams of protein. 6 foot tall, 185 grams of protein. 6'3", 200 grams of protein. If you try to hit those calories and those protein at the same time, you're going to realize that you can't eat whatever you want. And you're going to start making decisions on your food. This is why bodybuilders, fitness people end up eating chicken breast, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, because there's not unlimited amounts of foods that are low enough calories for you to lose weight and high enough protein for you to put muscle mass on your body at the same time. And as you go through this process and you give yourself some grace as to allowing yourself to F it up a few times, if you stick to it and you stay in a deficit and you try to hit your protein, you are going to start to change the foods you eat until you hit that. And all of a sudden, you've changed your diet, your body fat's coming off, you're growing muscle, and your dad bod is a thing of the past. And so I'm not joking, guys. This is a legitimate recipe for this, and it's very simple. I'll repeat it one more time. You are going to start strength training 3 times a week. Your sessions are only going to last you 45 minutes to an hour. You're going to keep it basic. You're going to hit it hard, and you're going to get out of there and go play with your kids. Then you're going to start tracking your food. Oh, but it's hard for me to track my food. Are you a man or what? Like, just do it, right? I didn't say it's going to be easy. You said you wanted to get rid of your dad bod. Just do it. I'm going to track my food. Go back to those calories I said earlier. Set yours according to your height, and then eat the protein that I said too. If you do this, you can kiss your dad bod goodbye, and you can look in the mirror and be proud of the man you are, and all the kids at school are going to know you as the strong dad. I can tell you this because I am that dad to some kids that I see, and it feels really cool, and it's really cool knowing that my daughters look at me and see me as a superhero and not as a melted ice cream cone. Hopefully this helps. This was Strength 101. Peace out.